seek place. Secrets I believe a trace. You were a queen when we were young. Annie Oakley with your gun. We rode off into the sun. Buffalo Bill got top billing. Swapped your horse for apron strings. You say they've given you no voice. Life is hard without a choice. Treat it no better than their toys. Green glass.
Karen Oliver in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session. That is from her new album, A List of Names. One of the names on the album, Edwina, patron saint of broken things. What a line.
Thank you.
This new album, it's got a lot of heartbreak, but it's got a lot of redemption in it.
Yes, indeed it does.
And it seems like it flows from the first track about enough. Sort of a universal type approach there. And then you go into individual experiences with it, with a list of names. Is that what you were trying to do?
Certainly when we chose the lineup of the songs, yes, that was, the picture became a lot clearer. But certainly in the last couple of years, I've definitely been writing in a more personal and more topical way at the same time. And I've been trying to approach a lot of those subjects with very individualized stories, like you said, with the exception of the first and last track of the album.
The last track is full of redemption.
Yes, but also much broader, not really a personal story, but yes, very, very full of redemption. Yeah. It had to have a little after all of that.
Lyrically, these songs are just so wonderful. Patron saint of broken things in that song, and then in Write Me a Letter, I love the line, you can't text forever.
That one was really written because, you know, I've seen and watched several incidences in the last few years of people basically, you know, breaking up with people either by text or just by Facebook, where you just sort of like, oh, I got unfriended. Why? Because it's way too easy to just shoot off something that you later on you probably wish you hadn't.
Well, plus you're insulated, you're protected that way. You don't have to deal with emotions.
I know, it's like road rage, but on the internet.
On the internet. And you have been ghosted. Was this album cathartic for you on a personal level?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a lot of stuff that I just needed to talk about. You know, there just seems to be a lot of anguish out there in the last couple of years that would just felt like it was coming at me from all angles, and I had to find a way to process it.
Yeah. Well, you've done some moving during your life. Was any of that by necessity? You were pushed along, or a definite decision? You went from Baltimore to New York to Greensboro, North Carolina. That's an odd trajectory.
It is an odd trajectory. And all by choice, all of those moves. You know, I grew up outside of Washington, D.C., and when I was, 18, 19, I ran away from home, and I only got as far as Baltimore. And I stuck it out in Baltimore for a really long time. I lived in Baltimore a very, very good long time. And then I met a Frenchman at a Christmas party in Brooklyn a few years back. And that's why I moved to Manhattan. So we lived in Manhattan together for about 6 years. And then because I'm mobile and he was looking for new challenges, we moved to Greensboro.
And now you're in Greensboro, North Carolina, soaking up all that music down there. What do you think about that?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a whole other planet. I'm kind of smack dab between all of the people over in Raleigh-Durham and then all the people over in Asheville. And Greensboro itself has a very nice community of musicians. And it's been fun. I'm still discovering it all. I still consider myself basically the new kid in town. So
another song from a list of names?
Sure.
You have picked up a very small instrument there.
I have picked up a very small instrument.
It's a ukulele.
I made you so happy when I walked in with the ukulele. Yes. It's funny because the ukulele's gotten to be quite popular in the last 5 or 6 years. And as a result, I swore I wouldn't get one. I was like, I'm not going to be another girl with a ukulele. And then I had the opportunity to go to Hawaii and that will turn anybody into a ukulele player. It's just you can't help yourself because there was a free ukulele workshop. And there must have been 500 ukuleles in the closet. And new people would walk in and more ukuleles just coming out. And it sounds like it would be hell, you know, like 60 people who have never touched an instrument before trying to play the ukulele. And it kind of was, but
that's a phrase you don't.
It also was kind of fun.
A phrase you don't normally think about hearing: ukulele hell.
Well, 60 people playing anything they've never played before can be, all at the same time, just like banging away on the, But once I had one in my hands, I realized I needed to bring one home, and so I went. By the time we left, I had purchased myself a ukulele.
A song from List of Names. On the ukulele.
On the ukulele.
Yes, I probably could have handled that better, yes. I probably should have said I love you. That's not how we do things in my family. We fuss, we fight, we leave things broken. We fuss, we fight, we never say sorry. Yes, you probably think I handled that badly. Probably think I don't love you, but I can't go back, make you feel better. There's no one here, now everything's broken. There's no one left to hear me say sorry.
Rootsdown Radio Sessions recorded live in the WVTF studio. Search Rootsdown at WVTF.org.
I come from a place where wells run dry, struck out to find deep water.